Ever since Sevens was voted into the Olympics in 2009, the dream of playing in Rio 2016 has driven the growth of the sport across the world, particularly among non-traditional rugby countries. Germany are one of 17 countries bidding to host a leg of the 2015-2016 IRB Sevens World Series. They're currently competing on the European circuit and will be part of the qualification process for Rio later this year. Under technical director Manuel Wilhelm, the men and women's sides are certainly embracing new opportunities.
Sevens is certainly starting to become more popular in Germany. We've recently had two very successful tournaments in Hanover, with over 25,000 people participating. Now we've just applied to host one of the World Series tournaments in Munich. We've managed to arrange professional training setups with both men and women. Professional in the sense that the players train every day, which is a huge change for us.
Players Robert Hittel and Dana Kleiner-Greff.
Sometimes I talk to people and say that rugby is now an Olympic sport, and they say, I didn't know that. The message of Rugby Sevens is beginning to spread through word of mouth. People are talking about it and are getting to know it through the internet, so it's quickly gaining popularity.
The Olympic dream is one of the main factors that motivates us, and it gets us out of bed every morning to attend training twice a day, regardless of whether we're studying or working. And it's made us attend rugby courses at weekends because people know that we have a chance and everyone wants to give it everything.
Olympic status has brought increased funding, but the players remain fully amateur and must balance sevens with their everyday commitments, which for many also includes playing 15-a-side.
It's different here from other countries. We don't have as many personnel, but we all work closely together. There aren't as many players either, which is why many of us play 15s and 7s.
Strength and conditioning coach Kobus Potgieter.
The benefit we get out of it is that our players is fit and that their skill level is pretty good. The negative thing is that obviously they train very hard and they sometimes overtrain because of the 7s and the 15s running together.
It's not easy, but I've decided to do it and I absolutely want to do it. It's what I love. I cannot imagine a life without rugby, so it's beyond dispute for me. For me as a person, I absolutely want to go to the Olympics. And the whole team wants to go to the Olympics as well, of course. Qualification is hard. It's very difficult because only very few teams can qualify for the Olympics and we have to give it everything.